Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those in the audience who would like to speak. Come forward, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. James.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Members of the Commission, my name is Ellis W. James. I reside in the city of Norfolk. I do wish to call two things to your attention that I believe at the least tangentially impact what you are dealing with on a month-to-month basis. If you have not seen the Water Quality Assessment and Impaired Waters Integrated Report, I would urge each one of you members to get that. This was the June 18th report from the Hampton Roads Planning District Commission, Mr. John Carlock. Let me mention just two things that are contained in it. Very specific information about the miles of impaired rivers that we suffer here in the Commonwealth. That's a very important type of information in my mind as you go forward with wrestling with various violations and projects and proposals. The other thing is that another type of information, the Chesapeake Bay. 87% of bay and tributaries impaired for at least one cause. A few areas meet dissolved oxygen and ethnic community goals but fail SAV and clarity criteria. And the highest violation rates for dissolved oxygen in the Elizabeth and the Pocomoke Rivers. I just wanted to cite those few items as an example of why I consider this report to be extremely important. I know that you have volumes and volumes of material that you that crosses your desk and that you peruse, but I think this is the type of thing that is important to add to the quiver. The second thing I'd like to mention to you, as you know, one of my favorite areas of concern has been primary sand dunes. And I've been concerned about that for quite some time, and many other people are also. If any of you noticed in the Virginia Pilot within the last week and a half, there was a major story dealing with what I consider to be now some of us having success in getting the attention of the city of Norfolk as it relates to the Chesapeake Bay side. And we're dealing now, in whatever fashion and however it rolls out, the issue specifically of where we're headed, what we need to do, and the city of Norfolk taking some much stronger action than it has in the past. Now, I can talk about Norfolk. I live in Norfolk. I've resided there all my life. So if something's okay, I love my city, but if something's not right, it needs to be attended to. This is an area that also is extremely important for each of you commissioners in terms of your awareness of exactly what it is, what the assessment is on the ground. And I just wanted to call that to your attention. Thank you, Mr. Bowman.
Thank you, Mr. James. I just wanted to let you know that You're kind of the bellwether of what's coming down the pipe for us at times, and I appreciate you giving us the heads up that you do. I just wanted to follow up on your first comment pertaining to the water quality. We were fortunate enough last Friday to take out 16 very bright Governor's Fellows through the Governor's Fellows program for a tour of Hampton Roads and James River and up to the Elizabeth River to the ports and things like that. And a little bit of a method to our madness. We know that these young people will be the policymakers of the future. Absolutely. And by putting them on the boats and taking them up there and showing them the good, the bad, and the ugly, we're hoping that they will be in a position to make a difference in future generations. We know Governor Kane is working hard to secure funds to deal with point source pollution, but we know we've got a long way to go. So we're trying to throw the money at it now to get it corrected at the present time, but at the same time, we're trying to inculcate into those young people the necessity of keeping an eye on the waterway for the future generation. So we're on the same sheet of music.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
I'd like to add one thing.
Yes, Mr. Schick.
That you might be interested in. University of Virginia has constructed and is in process of implementing what's called the Learning Barge on the Elizabeth River. And the idea of this barge is it was designed by the engineer and architecture departments to teach kids, school kids, about the environment in that area, particularly because the Elizabeth River is, you know, one of the most affected as far as from industry. You know, that kind of goes in with that vein of education on all levels, because also they're going to be taking high school teachers and doing that type of thing. I don't know how that might play into some of the things that you work with, but it seems like a very worthwhile cause, and you know, local input in the Norfolk area, I think, would be very advantageous for that.
Absolutely.
And one last thing, since we do have a few more minutes, I would be remiss if I didn't advise my colleagues that Governor Kane had a number of themes through his administration, transportation, education, but this year, in his final year, he's chosen as his year of the environment, and he's very, very concerned about how he leaves office and what he leaves behind as far as betterment for the citizens. So we feel very strongly from the Natural Resources Secretariat that we get to be last and hopefully succeed at doing something good. So I just want to let you know as well, if you didn't know, that this is Governor Kane's Year of Environment. Any ideas that you have that you'd like to submit to me or to the Secretary's office would be welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, yes, we are aware of it, especially many of us who are working in this. As a matter of fact, the Governor's efforts to set aside acreage for conservation, as an example, he's up to about 210,000. His goal was 400,000, but
haven't done bad in the bad economic time.
The year's not done yet, and there are a few things still in the works. So.
Yeah. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bowen.
Anyone else have anything to come before the commission? If not, what we'll do is we will recess until 5 minutes to one. All I need is a quorum. Do whatever you want. But if we summon the gentleman for 1 o'clock under due process, I don't think we should hear his case prior to that. So, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, with that, we will recess until about 2 minutes to one. We'll hear the repeat offender case. Then adjourn.